In terms of production, the state of resources show that the trend of over-exploited fish stocks has been increasing as a proportion of all major assessed stocks for quite a while, in fact since 1974. And this upward trend has been continuing, but the rate of increase has been slowing down. So in the last 10 years, it's been increasing more slowly. And our hope is that it will level off and decrease with time. But on the other hand, the state of aquaculture is much more positive. Aquaculture has been increasing steadily. In fact, it's the fastest growing food producing sector. And it's been increasing the contribution to food fish supply to such an extent that fish consumption has been increasing despite the leveling off in production from capture fisheries.
And in aquaculture, you refer to the commercial fishing or farming of fish?
Exactly, fish farming, which has been growing extremely rapidly. And there are still concerns about its sustainability because in some cases there can be environmental problems caused by the activities of fish farming and so forth. But we in FAO have been promoting sustainable aquaculture, which protects the environment and hopefully reduces the negative effects, including disease problems with the stockfish.
You've mentioned that there is the problem of overfishing is there, but declining. Are there regions where fish stocks are more threatened than others?
Yes, there are, and there are particular problems in many parts of the world where countries don't have the resources to control illegal fishing, such as many developing coastal states, where there is often illegal fishing taking place, which they find very difficult to monitor and control because they lack resources and capacity to do so. So a lot of international cooperation is required to improve this bad situation. And in this regard, there are regional fishery bodies which can help. And they work by states getting together to set up management plans for controlling fishing and sharing information and assessing the state of resources and what the sustainable catches can be. But they face great challenges in many situations. There are good news stories from quite a few countries where overcapacity in fishing fleets has been reduced to much more sustainable levels, so that some overfished stocks have recovered and hopefully can provide sustainable fisheries for generations to come.
What is the impact of overfishing on the communities that depend on this industry for their livelihood?
The effect on fishing communities can be very serious because very often these coastal communities depend on fish as a major source of food, particularly protein supply. And this is particularly true in small island developing states where there aren't alternative sources of animal protein. But also these coastal communities depend on it for their livelihoods, and very often there are no alternative sources of employment or income for their families or food indeed.
Is there a threat to the fishing industry, especially in countries where they depend on inland waters?
Yes, well, the vast majority, in fact, about 90% of those engaged in the fishing sector are engaged in artisanal or small-scale fisheries. And they are in inland waters and in coastal marine waters, inshore waters. And these vast numbers of people are totally dependent or highly dependent on fish as a food source and for their livelihoods. With regard to climate change affects inland and marine fish stocks and indeed aquaculture to different degrees in different parts of the world. And we've already seen changes in distribution of fish stocks, which have moved away from some of the traditional fishing areas. And this has caused problems for some communities. On the other hand, in some cases, some other communities have benefited from such moves. But climate change, together with acidification, are major concerns.